Listen up. Hold up. Wait a minute.
When I get my bills, I write, I know on them and mail them back. I know.
Dominique, good morning.
Good morning, Tom, Steven, Jay.
What up, Nick, baby?
What's going on, Jay? Welcome back, Jay. How you doing, Jay?
Player, don't speak to her, man. She tried to rip this place up.
Tried to rip it up when I was gone,
Jay,
man.
Yeah. I mean, Jay, you know, I try to do my best, you know, with the player down, not here. Dominique. It's a hard seat to fall in, Jay. I'm so glad you back. I missed you, Jay. I said, when is Jay coming back? I rode past the house to see if you was at the house. So the light was on. I said, is he really gone? But I ain't knock on the door. I said, if he gone, he ain't hiding. So I'm going to let him sit there if he not gone. Ooh, Jay, I'm glad you back. I don't like your text about the Redskins, but I'm glad you back.
Oh, yeah? He texted you yesterday?
Hey, Jay, he can't kick you when you down, Tommy. See your team falling off a cliff, so he just take your foot and say, well, you was going to fall and die anyway, so I'm going to just kick you off the cliff anyway. Oh, it's terrible. The Redskins celebrate too soon. I tried tail-hugging them. They already bought their tickets to the damn Super Bowl. Here it is, the second game.
Super
Bowl? And we done lost.
No, Chris Paul.
Chris was at the Hall of Fame.
Hall of Fame,
and already got their tickets. And then this is when you know you're delusional fan. Even though we lost, RG3 look good. You don't never look good when you lose. How the hell you
Y'all
look
are
good
delusional,
and you done
huh?
took a L? You don't look good in that situation. It's all bad. That's why I told you, Tom, the Redskins, you got to, hey, look, you got to just say, you
These
know what,
Redskins
it
fans.
Is what it is.
The poor Redskins fans, they don't know whether to cheer.
We don't know what to
whether
do.
Whether to cheer or cry.
We don't know what. We ain't been able to cheer since the Hogs and John Riggins and all this kind of people. Art Monk and Gary Clark and them. We way back in the day. I mean, RG3 looked good, but maybe if he could cut his hair into a regular or something. I don't know, y'all.
Get a
but
fade
it's
or something.
Ridiculous. Get a fade, yeah. And they talking about something. He look good anyway. Hell no. It's an L. You don't look good when you lose.
T.I.'s wife, Tiny, has a nail salon, and the nail salon caught fire. Suffered $50,000 in damages. She's going to shut that nail salon down, and she hopes to be open in a new location.
Who called in that fire?
I mean,
hopes to be reopened within 30 days.
I think the first thing is, how the hell she don't smell smoke? Go ahead, Dominique.
Yeah. Hey, Jay, I feel the same way. And then, you know, it's always suspicious when your business in a strip mall and it's the only one to catch on damn fire. We seen that on the movie Goodfellas. They got to tell me a better one than that. They just ain't know how to get out that damn lease. You see, the show is called It's a Family Hustle. See, I say we gonna ride past there about 4 o'clock in the morning. Take it down, get the money, and move on. That place ain't burned down. They ain't had no business going in. How in the hell? Who in the hell still opening up nail salons? The Asians that had that on lock since the early 90s. What kind of business venture is that? You don't need nobody to open up no damn nail salon, Tiny. Talk to the kids. Oh, many kids, they got open up a daycare. Do something different. Keep going into the same. I'm going to open up a nail salon and wonder why it ain't making no money. When you get a good mama son, you don't never leave her. You keep going to the same mama son. I be up there at 11. Okay. You come on up. Okay, baby. All right. You don't switch that kind of stuff. Now they done burn it down. And then the lawyer ain't even helped their case, Tom. The lawyer sitting up there talking about, and the business was torched. That ain't lawyer lingo, torched. Yeah, maybe it was electrical fire. We don't know. The wiring might have been, but torched. That's what Ray Liotta said in Goodfellas. Torch this joint. We ain't making a damn dime out of here. She gonna talk about my custom-made furniture. Why the hell you got custom-made furniture in the nail salon? I said, come on, Tiny. And I mean, they might have really caught on fire. I don't know. But when your husband been locked up that many times, sometimes... It's hard to get rid of that criminal element. You know what I'm saying? He said, I've been good all this time I've been home, but I ain't about to keep paying for something that ain't working. Touch that joint. I'm
and no one's today. Leaving that mama son.
No, ain't nobody leaving their mama son, Tom. It ain't going to happen.
And you telling it's me that nose didn't smell smoke? Give me a break.
Yeah, come on. In the whole strip mall, they burnt up your joint. I mean, golly.
All right, Dominique. We'll talk to you on Wednesday.
See y'all on Wednesday. All right.
Later, baby.